Hello, welcome and kumusta. This is How, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. In this episode, I'd like us to have a discussion about some of the treatments and some of the interventions that we are allowed to do as occupational therapists. This treatment is called electrotherapy. So what is this? This is the use of electrical energy as a medical treatment to stimulate the nerves, to stimulate the muscles and the tissues. It is commonly applied in rehabilitation, particularly for pain management. Physical therapy usually are using this because it's one of the tools of the trade of physical therapists. It is the tool of their trade, but as occupational therapists, it became one of the tools of the trade in the 90s. OTs have been allowed to use this in North America. That is as an adjunctive method of therapy interventions. So we can use this to promote healing. We can use this to reduce the pain, to improve the muscle function. And what it does is electrotherapy is employing various types of devices and some techniques that are actually tailored to address the specific needs of the problems. When we do electrotherapy, in general, some of the goals and objectives would be to reduce the pain. We want to promote and facilitate healing. It strengthens the muscles. It improves mobility. It facilitates neuromuscular education, and it enhances the blood flow. These objectives are all adjunctive activities. There are varying types of electrotherapy. So electrotherapy is an overall umbrella, but there are varying types and degrees. And when I mention some of the types of it, you might be familiar with that. The first one would be the TENS. And this stands for transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, TENS. Beautiful acronym, isn't it? Now, a lot of people would remember TENS as TENS, but people forget about the meaning and the definition of that. So it's transcutaneous. What it is, that it is a low voltage electrical currents that are applied, and it is done to relieve the pain by stimulating the sensory nerves as well. This is commonly used for conditions like back pain, arthritis, neuropathy, and this is, again, a very common intervention that is so common that you can actually buy TENS machines. You go to Amazon, you'll find a TENS machine. And there are some specialists, like pain specialists, that are using it. Pregnant women are allowed to use this. Imagine that. So pregnant women are allowed to use this. So really, when it comes to precautions, it shouldn't be a problem, isn't it? But what it is, just stimulating, it's just a very low current that is stimulating the skin, really. It's just very low, and you just feel like prickling or like crawling pins and needles that's there. Now, over a period of time, when it is applied on a wider part of the skin, it diminishes the pain. So TENS is one of them. There is a type that is called NMES, and this stands for neuromuscular electrical stimulation. This is stronger. NMES are like pulses. So what it is, it stimulates the motor nerves to cause muscle contractions. And what it will do is it will help to strengthen the weakened muscle or the paralyzed muscles. And this is often used after surgery or rehabilitation or for those people who has neurological conditions. So NMES pulses that kicks in and you apply this. It's very effective when it's applied on the muscle bulk where it stimulates the neuromuscular junction. But as soon as you apply this in any muscles, it will stimulate the nerve and you will see that there will be some contractions on the muscles. Now, this one is something that personally I have not utilized, but it is still in the same field. The reason why I'm not using it is probably because of the name. It's called IFC or interferential current therapy. So what it does is it delivers intersecting electrical currents at varying frequencies to relieve pain and to reduce inflammation. And this one, it penetrates deeper tissues. It makes it effective for back pain and for joint issues as well. Ah, just looking at the definition of this, really, it reminds me that when there are some stimulations that are of varying degree, so NMES is just one pulse, but it's just one level of intensity. So it's just like pulsing sensation on the muscles. So that is NMES, neuromuscular electronic nerve, electrical nerve stimulation. Interferential then becomes a varying frequency. So it can be short pulse frequency, and then it goes, if you listen to the sound, if it's the analogy is my sound, it will go pub, 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 pub. So there you go. That's the varying degree. Whereas the NMES would just be pub, so consistent frequency. There we go. The other one is called a high voltage pulse current, HVPC. And this I have not used, okay? It is a use of high voltage, low frequency pulses to promote wound healing. It reduces swelling and stimulate circulation. And they say that this is more effective for treating chronic wounds after surgical recovery. Now, as an occupational therapist, I have not used this personally. You also have iontophoresis, and this is a mild electrical current, and you're using mild electrical current to deliver medication through the skin, typically for pain relief or inflammation, usually applied for conditions like tendonitis or bursitis. Personally, I've not been using this. Functional electrical stimulation, or FES. Yes, this is something that I've used. It stimulates the muscle to perform functional tasks such as grasping or walking, particularly for those with neurological impairments, commonly used in stroke rehabilitation, spinal cord injury, functional use. Usually this is very popular for the foot drop. So every time you want to do a walking and you want to induce that heel strike, as a heel strike goes in, there is a ramp of electrical stimulation coming and being applied on the tibialis anterior, and that will facilitate the heel strike. For the hand, it's being used as well if you want to do some reaching and you want to facilitate the extensor of the wrist, then you put it on the extensors on the dorsal part of the forearm and you would facilitate that. But personally, for use of stroke, if you have problem with extensions, usually you would have problems with grasping as well. It may be that the person will be able to extend the wrist, but then the use of the hand becomes a problem. But that is something I use. At the end of the day, it is like an NMES where there is a like pulses, but very slowly, and there is also a ramp of current coming in. All right. So another type is the microcurrent therapy, and this uses very low electrical currents. And what it does is it stimulates cellular repair, it reduces pain, it promotes healing, usually used for soft tissue injuries or chronic pain. So they might call it microcurrent therapy. That's one of these new terminologies, but technically it's TENS, isn't it? TENS would have been microcurrent as well. In terms of applications for electrotherapy, how do we want to use this? First and foremost, you want to use electrotherapy for pain management, for conditions like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sciatica, and for those injuries, acute injuries like sprains, muscle strain. Yeah, very helpful. TENS in particular. In rehabilitation, this is very used as well after the surgery to recover and to prevent muscular atrophy. In my experience back in the past, it's almost like an adjunctive therapy where patients are, while they're waiting, they get given these NMES or ES to facilitate and to stimulate the muscles while they're waiting. By the time a therapist comes in to see them to do enabling activities, the muscles have been stimulated already. So it's very easy. It's adjunctive and it's very useful. In sports medicine, you can use electrotherapy as well. And this is again for the recovery from overuse injuries such as muscle fatigues and ligamentum tears. That way, a person can just relax and just let the electrical impulses do the job for them of contracting those muscles. So that's nice. Wound healing is one of those things as well, where it accelerates. It's believed to accelerate the tissue repair in chronic wounds, ulcers, or surgical sites. So wound healing, that's interesting. I want you guys to check evidences for this, okay? Because there are lists out there that says it does, but I have yet paid attention to it. When we do, we'll have that conversation. But that's an interesting point. Another one would be it's used for neurological conditions where it improves the function in individuals with multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, cerebral palsy, stroke. Again, a staple adjunctive therapy intervention. What are the good things about electrotherapy? One, it is non-invasive. So you don't need to inject it just in the superficial part of the body, down in the skin. It promotes healing because when you're exercising and you're moving the muscles, you're facilitating the blood flow and blood will deliver all of those antibodies, all of those repair mechanisms, platelets, things like that. So it promotes healing because of the blood flow increase. It reduces the pain. How? It blocks the pain signals and it stimulates the release of natural pain relievers, which would have been the endorphins as well. So TENS, it does that. It prevents muscle atrophy. I am a pure believer of that. If a person is not exercising and they're not doing anything, then having these electrical stimulation will deter the muscle atrophication because you're moving the muscles. So very helpful in critical care area because you're stimulating the muscles. And it will improve the quality of life. That's the ultimate thing. How? Because there's no pain. So if a person is not in pain, how can the quality of life not be better? Now let's talk about the precautions and some of the contraindications. Right, precautions and contraindications. One, you should avoid it in certain conditions, and it's not recommended for individuals with pacemakers or implanted defibrillators or for those who has active infection. Pacemakers, it's the same type of electricity, but it is only delivering electric currents to the heart if it is required. Imagine interrupting those stimulation with another electrical current. So it will really affect the pacing. So don't put it for people with pacemakers or around the area of the pacemakers. Again, something we need to check, guys. What are the evidences behind this? Has there been any cases? That's one of our to-do. And if you're a student and you wanted to explore evidence-based review and develop and contribute to the evidence-based practice, that is something that you can explore. You should avoid using electrotherapy over the abdomen or the pelvic area during the pregnancy. Electrotherapy, particular types, the NMES, for example. So TENS is okay because it's only cutaneous. But when you're inducing electrotherapy in the sense where you're facilitating contraction, then that will obviously not be helpful, isn't it? For those people who have skin sensitivity, you have to be mindful of this because if they cannot feel it, if people can't feel the electric current coming in, then it could burn the skin. So you need some type of feedback so that you don't burn the skin. So you always have to check the skin afterwards. Normally, once you do that, there shouldn't be any red marks that would last longer than 30 minutes when you're doing this. So watch the skin after you have removed those pads. Yeah, epilepsy, you have to use this with caution for people who has epilepsy because it might induce seizure. And seizure is an increased electrical activity in the brain that is usually facilitated by overstimulation. It just varies. So a lot of things can induce seizure. And because this sensory input is something that is not ordinary, it might bombard the brain with extra stimulation that can be a problem. And when you're doing this, it should be performed under the guidance of a trained professional. So therapists should be allowed to do this, particularly if it is part of the training. Now, from my personal experience, I have a colleague who is an American but studied occupational therapy in this country, and she wanted to practice back in the United States. She was trained in the United Kingdom, and they realized and they found that the education is not at par with the practice in the American standards because electrotherapy, physical agent, and modalities were not part of the curriculum of the OT program in the United Kingdom. So that is worth exploring. That's something that needed to be explored so that our training should be at par with what is happening in the world. So what are the tools that are used for electrotherapy? Therapy is the therapy use of electrical devices, but there are tools, and these are the tools that you can purchase or the medical devices or medical representatives are selling. So TENS devices, there are portable ones that you can buy. You can even buy this in online nowadays. NMES machine, you can get this. There are electrotherapy beds or pads, varying degree, and iontophoresis systems as well. So before it was a protected device, but nowadays anybody can buy that. Those ab tone to improve how abs look like. You can just buy this out there now. So who's using these electrotherapy? So what therapies are integrated with this? So electrotherapy is one form of therapy, along with physical therapy, along with occupational therapy. So this is an integrated therapy. But who are the therapists that are using and that can use this? Physical therapists, definitely that's one, because it's a use of physical agent and modalities. Occupational therapy, you can use this for the upper limb, particularly if you can justify that it will support functional recovery for ADL activities. So that is very helpful. And then this is used in pain management programs. So it complements other modalities like heat, cold, and some of the pharmacological treatment. So and with or without pharmacological treatment. There you go, guys. That is electrotherapy in a nutshell. It is a very versatile and it's a very effective tool that we can use in rehabilitation for pain, to increase the function, and it stimulates the nerves, it stimulates the muscles, it promotes healing, it enhances the function, and it improves the overall quality of life of the person. Just remember that this therapy is not the end of it. It is an adjunctive therapy on the continuum of therapy. It is one of the very basic and at the low level. So you can use this when the person is on a bed-based or a supported seating phase, at any levels, really. For as long as there's problems with muscles or pain, then it's something that you can explore. All right, there you go. I hope you enjoyed this short talk, a very quick talk about electrotherapy. If you enjoyed this conversation, talk to your friends about it, have a discussion, learn together, and grow together. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.